We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin on Beis. We are starting 9 lines from the bottom. The end of the line says, "Menayin lahavi oit shloisha." We are referring to the Bezdin of Sanhedrin Ketana, which is the Bezdin of 23, which paskins capital punishment, Dina Nefashis. And the Mishnah says, Makar is, first of all, it says, Ha'eda, Vatzilu Eda, and it says, Vishavtu Eda, Vatzilu Eda. Eda is 10, so we know 20. And then we said, how do we know another 3? The reason is because in order to do chayva, you have to win by 2. You have to win by 2. So it has to be at least 22. And aim bezdin shakol, so you have 23. So that's what happens. You have altogether 23 in the bezdin. But it's mashma that, because you have to win by, if the chayva wins by 1, which means, let's say, it'll be 12 of 11, which is 23 altogether, 12 of 11, that's saying l'chayva, you would not be chayv, because that's only 1. You need 2. The question of Gemara Zanvi is, that's never possible to have 2 by a bezdin of 23. Either you have 12 and 11, and the next best is 13 and 10, if it's 23. So that's 3. It's never possible to have 2 l'chayva. If it's 1 l'chayva, it's taka, you can't paskin. And if it's not possible to have 2, because you have 23 people, so you have to have 3. Huh? Every odd number is like that, exactly. So you can't have 2. So what does it mean that you have to have 2? So tomorrow, soif l'ra, pishnayim, v'mishkachas l'ra. So it's part of a practical question that l'chayr, it's mashba, that it's, it works with 2, it's never negated 2. Soif l'ra, pishnayim, v'mishkachas l'ra. So yachad asim azakim, v'shnayim asim achayvim, akati chadu. If it's 12 and 11, it's only 1. And e, as Sarah Mazakin, 10 say that he's potter, v'shloish osim achayvim, and 13 say he chayiv, tlosav, it's 3. So you never have a case of 2. Amra avohu, iyata moitzi, it's only possible, of a masifim v'divya akarl, it's possible, l'kuli yam, it's possible by masifim. The halacha is, if you have one guy who says, I don't know, ain't the idea, so the halacha is, you have to have a bezin of 23, so you add on another 2. In a case where, it's really be a case, the case you add on another 22, it's really a case even by 12 and 11, you add on another 2, so, but that case would be 3 more. So the case would be, if a guy says he doesn't know, so now you have 11 and 11, so now you add on 2 more dayanim. Let's say you have altogether 23 dayanim. You have 11 against 11, and the 23rd person says, I don't know. So that halacha is you add on 2 dayanim. You always have to add on 2 at a time. That's the halacha. And we see always 2 dayanim. So we add 2 dayanim. So now they both say that is chayiv, you'll have 13 and 11, and in that way you'll have 2. So it's possible by mesifim v'divrei akal, and then and the halacha is, we'll see in a second, they can make a bezin shakel when you add on 2. When you're adding on, you can have a bezin shakel. It's a hedu gedayla, b'li Rehuda, dama shivim. There's no way to have 2. According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that a bezdin agado was 70. By 70, it's possible to have 2. There's no way you can have 2 for capital punishment. For Amrav Avo, so which one says the divrei kol is that fuke by hezek gedayel is only for Rabbi Yehuda. That's what says there of divrei kol. For Amrav Avo, another halacha Rav says, which we just spoke out really. But my sifim ois the bezdin shakel lechatchila. By my sifim, you can have a bezdin shakel. So tomorrow pshita, obviously we just said that you can have 2. It's possible you can have a bezdin shakel. Maybe the guy says that he doesn't know. Maybe he's counted. And what he says, we take into account. He's part of the bezdin. He just doesn't know. It's like he's not here. And if he says something, they don't believe him. Which means, according to the Rashash, even if after he changes his mind, he says, you know what? I have a psak. We don't listen to him anymore. Because once he says he doesn't know, he becomes not part of the bezdin. And still was saying, we add 2, so that's what Rav was saying, shteita, that you can have bezin shakel. And the guy says he doesn't know, doesn't count. That guy does not count. He doesn't count. That's the chiddush of Rav Avo. Om Rav Kana, Sanhedrin Shirol Kula on L'chayva, if you have a bezin of 23, and all 23 came out, that the guy is chayv. Taloch is, poitrin oisoy. You pater the guy, the murderer, pella. You pater him. Why? My timer. Given the gemiri. Halonas din, we know the halacha is halonas din lemeb leischusa v'hani suli chazle. The halacha is that when someone passes when a bezin passes capital punishment, we don't give the psak that day. We have to wait overnight to see if they find the schus for the person. You don't give a psak din today. You wait till tomorrow to see if you can find overnight, sleep on it, and come up with a schus. These chevra, if all 23 came out l'chayiv, there's no way they're sleeping and find the schus. If one guy said a schus, then maybe they'll think about that tzad and say, you know, maybe he's right. But if the all 23 coming out lechiyev, therefore there's no chance to happen, and therefore the halacha is poter my son. This Tosfos of Rosh learns, if I care to give him misa right away. But the pasuk means ipater him. That's the pasuk shat, because you're missing the halona sadin. There's actually a very interesting Maritz Chayis over here that talks about here. He said like in certain places they have a lawyer who helps every murderer. Help to see if to give him a tzad. That's what he writes over there. He says that there's a tzad like that you know, that I saw v'chein v'inu kayoyim b'tzarfas uv'reti'ino. I don't know what that is. Shenoistim l'chol pesheya u'moyrid v'reitzeach. We give every rasha, we give him a saneger, give him a lawyer, lito navuroi to work for him. L'shtadl b'hatzalasai. Af m'osa ha'ra ha'yoyitze g'doylo. He says, even so, the biggest thing, they give him a public defender, they give him a lawyer. They say the Ritz Chayis is already, you know, a few hundred years ago already, this was the Minig. And he's saying that's really the Vartha. You have to find someone who could come up with some kind of pshat, you know, to say that he was insane, insanity claim, whatever it is, come up with some kind of schos. Amar Rav Yechon, Eim Shivim B'Sahedrin, you don't appoint judges on Sahedrin, Ella, Bali Koyma, have to be tall, Bali Chachma, very smart, the Bali Mara, gotta be good looking. The reason is that people should be scared of them. Ubali zikna, they have to have age. They can't be too old, but they have to have experience. Ubali kshafim, they have to know kishif. Why no kishif? Rashi has two pshatim. Either to that, if someone wants to save himself with kishif, you have to know how to mevatel it, mitigate that kishif. Or if he's somehow being maces madiach at the kishif, you have to know it also. And the Yoyde Ba'ayin Lashon, they have to know 70 languages. Shleitei Sahedra Shemas Biyam Togumen. Because you don't want the Sahedra listening from a Togumen. Rashi says, why not? Because then it'll be Aid and P'aid. We have to hear straight from the Aid, not from Aid and P'aid. Other Rishayim learned about this because it might get lost in the translation, some of the Tainus. Therefore, you need to be able to understand the 70 languages. Amar Rav Yudom Rav. Eim Mishivim Sahedrin, Ela Mishi Adeel at Haris Hasharetz. You don't appoint someone as a judge in Sahedrin only if he has the Koyach Halimud to Matar Hasharetz. Like Mashah says, if you have to be very creative to find a schos for someone, and therefore you have to be creative enough to find a hetafa sheretz. A sheretz, we know, is one of the shmoneh shvatim, which is metameh. So you have to let's try to figure out a way how to metameh a sheretz. I'm a rav, and I'll try to tell you how you can do it. Vatarenu, I'm metar a sheretz. Uman nachosh, a snake is not one of the shmoneh shvatim. It means if a snake dies and you touch a snake, you are not tameh. Now, nachosh is a very dangerous animal. Uman nachosh shemay misvar betumah. It kills people. Kills animals and people, and animals on a vela, and people also make tumah. He's marv a tumah in the world. Still tar. If the nachash dies, the nachash is tar. Sheretz she'ena meimis umarv a tumah sheretz that can't really kill anyone. Sheretz like a mouse, it can't kill anyone. Ena din she tar. It shouldn't be tar. So that would be the kavachayim. Marz is v'lohi. It's not a good kavachayim, by the way. Midav a koitz ba'alma. A thorn also kills someone, and obviously there's no tumah on a thorn. So that's not a good kavachayim. Zog d'mar vayta. Omer v'dom v'rav. Kol ear she'im ba shnayim. Remember, a bezdin of 23 also needs to know the 70 languages. So it says, any kol ear she'im ba shnayim ledaber, two people at least who could speak every language, v'achal shmaya, and the third one who could understand all 70 languages, ein mishim ba sahedrin. You can't have a sahedrin. Because you had to have at least three who can understand the edus. Like we spoke about before, there'll be a problem 8 and P8. And we spoke earlier in the Masechta that even a bezdin of 23, not all 23 have to have the Kabbalah's edus. You could do the Kabbalah's edus at 3. So as long as three people know the 70 languages, that's enough to have a Sanhedrin. So if it doesn't have two ledaber and one l'shmaya, and the reason why you need two ledaber is because they have to be able to do the cross-examination. So you need two who could talk at least, and a third one who could hear. A Mashiv versus Sanhedrin, who were Beitar, have a shloisha, and Beitar had three people who knew how to talk 70 languages. And the Yavna, you had four people who knew languages. Who are the four? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Shimon HaTimni don't have the name. He wasn't one of the Dayanim, but he was a Talmud, but he also knew 70 languages. So we're saying two is enough. Two is enough to talk the 70 languages. You have the three who could understand. Meisvei, from a Brisa, it says, Shlishis, if a Bezna has three who could talk the 70 languages, Chachma. That's very good. That's Chachma. Revius, if it's a fourth person, Ein Lamai Lamedo. That's a great Bezdin. So what do you see? You need at least three. At least three? And we said two is enough. Zakhtama Hudamar, Kihai Tana. He will say, Rabbi Hud will say, Rabbi Hud will say, like this Tana. The Tanya Shnia Chachma. Two is Chachma. Shlishi Lamam. And if you have three people, that's really great. Now the Gemara is going to go. Since we mentioned Shimon HaTimni, we're going to go into a whole list of times the Gemara, it says a certain phrase, and we're not sure which Tana or Amora we're referring to. So when it says in the Gemara, Lameidim Fnei Chachamim, that's Levi who learned from Rabbi. When it says Donim Fnei Chachamim, that means Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoyma v'Chanan Mitzri v'Chanan ben Chachanai. It means these four who were handling and learning in front of the Chachamim. Shimon Azai, Shimon Zoyma, Chanan Mitzri, Chanan ben Chachanai. Chanan Mitzri adds another Shimon, Shimon HaTimni. Masdi Chamisha, Shimon, Shimon, which means Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma, v'Shimon and Shimon HaTimni. Chanan is Chanan ben Mitzri and Chanan ben Chachanai. Those are the five. When it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Seinu Shimon Babel, it means Rab and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Shimon Yisrael, who's that? Rabbi Abba, it's Rabbi Abba. The Yoni Goyle, who's the Yoni Goyle? That's Karna. Who's the Yoni Yisrael? That's Rabbi Ami Varavasi. Who's the Yoni de Pompadisa? That's Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel. Who's the Yoni de Naradoi? That's Rabbi Adar Bar Minyami. Who's Sabi, the elders of Sura? Rabbi Huna of Rabbi Chista. Who's Sabi de Pompadisa? The elders of Pompadisa? That's Rabbi Huda of Rabbi Eno. Who's Harif de Pompadisa? Sharp ones of Pompadisa? That's Efa Vavime Bnei Rechava. Who's Amaroi the Pupadisa? That's Rabba and Rav Yosef, famous Rabbi Yosef. Amaroi the Naradoi is Rav Chama. When it says Narbaloi Mastu, who's that? It's Rami Barber Rabbi. When it says Amri Be Rav, who's that? That's Rav Huna. Afraid tomorrow, can't be. It says Va'omar Rav Huna, Amri Be Rav. Ella means Rav Amnuna. Now, Tosafot brings in a whole discussion. Sometimes it is Rav Huna, actually. Sometimes it's Rav Amnuna. It depends on the context. Amri Bar Rava, that's Rav Yirmiya. Shochu Metam, who's that? That's Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. Mechakolei Marava, they laughed on the Marava. Who's that? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Frek the Rabbi Loza. Frek the Marava. Shalchu mitam ledivrei Rabbi Yechanina. So can't say Shalchu mitam can't be Rabbi Yechanina. Ela epach. Shalchu mitam is who is Rabbi Loza. Machkolei Marava. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yechanina. That's Rabbi Yechanina. So the Marava. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that how many people did in the city in order to warrant and to deserve a Sanhedrin. So one man the Yoma says if you have 120 people, Meiv Eshrim, and the other man the Yoma says 230 connected to the Sari Asaris. Those are two pshatim in the Mishnah. I'm more than now elaborate on those shittas. But Kamiyev Yev Yerulis Hedra Meiv Eshrim. Freyti Gemara, Meiv Eshrim, Meiv Eshrim. Where do you get the number 120 from? Where in the world do you get that number from? So Gemara says, I'll tell you where I get it from. Eshrim Vishloisha connected to Sanhedrin Ketana. 23 you need out of the city for the Sanhedrin. And then you used to have three groups of 23 as backups. And you need three shurais of 23 as backups. Now, 4 times 23 is 92. Because it's very easy to do. 4 times 25 is 100, minus the 2 in each one is 8, it's 92. So you have 4 times 23, array Tishma Tarat, array of 92. And now another thing every city needs is a Svasar Batlanum Sobezik Nesis. You need 10 people who learn in Kail the entire day. They're always the Beis Medrash for a minion, someone needs a Kaddish, they come into the Beis Medrash. Haremei of a Terei. Is 102. Mishnei Seifrim, you need two, Bezdin is two Seifrim, two scribes to write down all the tainus, so that's 104. Mishnei Chazanim, those are two Shamashim who take care of everything in the Bezdin, they make the Hazmanis, so that's already 106. Mishnei Bali Dinim, the two people come to Din, is 108. Mishnei Edim, is two Edim, is 110. Mishnei Zaymim, you need two people who can be Zaymim to Edim, because no Edim will be scared, can't have Zaymim. That's 112. V'shnei Zoymim, Zoymim is now 114. The Zoymim have to be scared of some of the Mizamadam, so you need another two. So that's all together. Every city needs. You need 114 in every city. But, so let's hope we got the 114. We're missing six now. V'tayin, look at the Braisa. Call ear, every city, she'ain ba asara dvar malo, these 10 things, ain't tam chacham reshari lo adu b'saycha. Tam cannot live there. What are the 10 things? First of all, Bezdin Makavayichin, a Bezdin that has the power to enforce the law. The kupa shel tzedakah nigvis b'shnayim eslecha v'shloisha, and the kupa shel tzedakah that's collected by, it's collected and also given out. So that's two more things they have. There are three things. We'll see with the people in a second how we get the another. We're missing another six people. We'll get that soon. But we're going to first count up the 10 things that you need for the city. So you need a bezdin, you need a kubus shatzdaka, and you have to chalakas v'shloisha. Nigvis, two people collect it, and three people give it out. So three things so far. There's the bezdin, kupa, and the mechalik. Ubeis haknesses is number 4. Beis hamerchis is number 5. Beis hakisei is number 6. Then a roife, which Rashi says means a mile. V'uman is someone who's make his dam type of doctor. V'lavlar is a cipher, and malame tenaikis and a cheder rabbi. So that's 10. Moshe Rekiva, I'm af mina peris, you also need certain type peris, but it's mina peris, my ears and I am, because certain peris light up your eyes. So now, from this group, we have 6 more people. Why? Because 2 collect, and 3 give out, that's 5. And then, the winner here, like Rashi says, that the roife uman lavle amlarim tanoika is all the same person. That means the mayel, the makers dam, the soifer, and the cheder rebbe are all the same person. And there you get your six, and that's the total of 120. Like the last Rashi says, greet it inside. Goyv mechalkam lechamisha meshisa the bachelel, and then roife v'uman v'lavle amlarim chad gavra v'cholani. He's one person of everything. Then the Mishnah says further, Rav Nachem Yomer 230. Tanya Ulter Braisa, Rabbi Yomer, on top of David Chesman Aleph, Rabbi Yomer, Messiah Veshivim Veshiva. 277. That's the number of people you have to have in the town. Now, the Mishnah said that you have 230. Why? Because the 23 Dayanim are each Sari Asaris, 1 over 10. So you have 230, that's 230. Now, what do you need another 47? The answer is, because when you have a Bezin of 23, and it was 12 and 11, and you have to add on people, you add on 2 until you reach 70. So what's 70 minus 23? 47. So until you reach 70, you have another 47 people you need as the Maisifim on the Yonim. Now the Rabbanon hold, you go up to 71, so it's 48. So the Mani Yom 277 is, because you add on until 70 is 47, that's what, 47 plus 230 is 277. For anything more about time, the Rabbi Rabbi Yomer, Messiah, Mishim, Mishmah, 278. Like Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon. One's Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Shivim in a Bezdin HaGadol, or in Shivim Vecha, because when you're Maisiv, up to the level of the Bezdin of Shivim or Shivim Vecha. Tanu Rabbanon. Learn the Rabbi Yehuda. By the Pasuk of Yisrael, it says like this: V'samta aleihem sorei alofim sorei meyos sorei chamishim sorei asaros. That's what it says in the pasuk. They will make a bunch of different smaller batei dinim, smaller courts, and you're gonna have the sorei alofim sorei meyos sorei chamishim. Now, Klai is over 600,000 people, right? So sorei alofim is sheish meyos is 600 dayanim. The ones who were dying over 1,000 were 600 of them. Sorei meyos shish alofim. The ones who were the Yonim over 100 was 6,000 of them. The Sari Chamishim was Shnaim Asal of 12,000. Sari Asaris is Shesh Ribui, which is 60,000 the Yonim over the 10. A lot of stellas. Nimtu the Yoni Yisrael, Shivis Ribui, Vishwanis Allah of Shesh Meres, is 78,600. Because if you add up the 600 plus the 6,000 plus the 12,000 plus the 60,000, you'll get the number of 78,600. That's what comes out. The problem is, Tosfos asks a very simple question. If you take 600, the first 600 of the Yonim, you remove them, so you're left then with 599,000 and 400 Yidin. So on them, after Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meyos, you only have 5,994, not 6,000. Then after you remove them, so then the Sorei Chamishim will only be 11,868. And which leaves the Klai Yisrael in the 581, 538. So the Sorias are only, not 60,000, the 59,153. If you add it all up, it comes out to 76,615. So off by basically 2,000. This number where it gives off by 2,000, effect Tysus. Zok Tysus, that it could be the Dayanim were from the ones who were over 60. The 600,000 people in Klai Yisrael were all between 20 and 60. The Dayanim could have been the ones who were over 60, and therefore they were the Dayanim. They're not part of the 600,000, and therefore, huh?
Why couldn't the Dayanim themselves need to be judged too?
They're not being judged because they are the Dayanim. They were the Dayanim.
They're
involved. They're not being judged. They're not called Sari Asaris. They are the Saris. They are Sarim themselves, and that's what Tosfos answers. So other Mefarshim answer other ways that. But maybe that's Tosfos' second teretz. This is Tosfos' first teretz. Yes, Rosh B'chol Hanisarah. Efshtav is a kainim yisayim le samach. They're older than 60. Hadron Allah perak dini amamonos belina da.